But the problem, as Nikola Tesla correctly assessed, analyzed, were the barriers between us, which can only exist because we don't know each other. We don't have firsthand direct information of each other. That's the only way they can con us about each other. So he knew that once we are in this moment we are in right now, us all thinking and talking together globally is a new ball game. It's a game changer. It's a game ender. It's up to us. We either prolong this misery because the train we're on is on a self-destructive course. And it's always been on a self-destructive course. It's always meant enormous misery, enormous waste and sacrifice of life. So if for no other reason than that it is wrong, and that we can now change that, end that, we have to. That's our, not just our right as life, that's our responsibility as life. When Popper says in chapter 7 of Open Society and Its Enemies, this theory of checks and balances can at least claim careful consideration. He's still arguing for, you know, hang in there. Democracy, you know, if it ain't perfect, you gotta fix it, is what he's gonna say. Continuing, the only objections to this claim of, you know, the theory of checks and balances as reigning in power are A, that such a control is practically impossible, or B, that it is essentially inconceivable since political power is essentially sovereign. Both of these, what he calls dogmatic objections, are, he says, refuted by the facts. Those who criticize democracy on any moral grounds fail to distinguish between personal and institutional problems. It rests with us, personally, to improve matters. The democratic institutions cannot improve themselves. The problem of improving them is always a problem for persons rather than for institutions. But if we want improvements, we must make clear which institutions we want to improve, unquote. So this is a version of don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? He's saying that these democratic institutions are mere tools. It's the way I, for instance, think of like the internet. It's a tool. We use it for our purposes. And power, of course, will use it for its purposes as well, that are very dangerous right now, the technology. But is this true? This is the discussion we need to be having on whether or not there is an institutional role for getting to a future that's free. And what I'm arguing is that power has captured the institutions. And we're going to be arguing further that inherently, in the notion of institutions, we are undermining ourselves by using that notion. Power calls every tune that institutions dance to by the simple means of making a market of everything. By privatizing our common goods, we must go hat in hand, as we must get money somehow. Notice, for example, the sad rationalizations the president of Ecuador resorts to justify the rape of his people and land. By removing control of how we are able to feed ourselves to the global sphere, we're trapped. And no individual state can ever change that. Only we, the people, can. Till next week, peace.